Power FM. The Power FM Lifetime News is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486.
Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
The Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, has completed the Article 4 consultation and fifth review of Zambia's 38-month extended credit facility ECF arrangement approved on August 31, 2022 and financing assurances review for Zambia. President of Livingstone constituency concerned over frequent elephant sightings in local communities. Tunisians protest against president on anniversary of his power grab. That's in international news. And finally, in sports news, Hulk Hogan, wrestling superstar, dies at 71 in Florida.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day. I am Grace Wanji. The Executive Board of the International Monetary Fund has completed the Article 4 consultation and fifth review of the Zambia's 38-month extended credit facility arrangement approved on August 31, 2022 and financing assurances review for Zambia. The completion of this review allows for an immediate disbursement of about $184 million, bringing Zambia's total disbursement under the ECF supported program to about $1.55 billion. The ECF arrangement seeks to entrench macroeconomic stability, restore debt and fiscal sustainability, enhance public governance and foster inclusive growth to improve the livelihood of the Zambian people. The board notes that Zambia's public debt is assessed as sustainable, but the country remains at high risk of overall and external debt distress. The authorities have reached agreements in principle with most external commercial creditors, and efforts are ongoing to advance bilateral agreements with official bilateral creditors in line with program parameters and comparability of treatment as defined by the official creditors committee. Although Zambia is at high risk of debt distress because of near-term breaches of the DSA threshold, it is expected to reach a moderate risk of external debt distress over the medium term. Former Kasenengwa Member of Parliament, Senzio Banda, has called on the government to implement policies that prioritize the needs of ordinary Zambians over private sector entrants. His remarks come in response of President Haga in the HMS administration fully committed to ending load shedding and achieving energy security to lighten the burden of citizens. Mr. Banda says there is a need for policies that truly recognize and address the everyday struggles of common Zambians. Meanwhile, for former lawmaker, says Zambia's economy is not expected to develop if policies primarily are beneficial to the private sector, which are left behind. Mr. Banda has emphasized the need to prioritize policies that promote small-scale businesses if meaningful development is to be realized. He has warned that without such prioritization, even well-intended government interventions and ambitious development plans will fail to deliver results. Higher Education Authority Corporate Communications Officer Bebo Boniface Musoba says the authority remains optimistic that the ongoing national graduate survey will provide the necessary data that will trigger policy transformation with societal changes. Ms. Tamusova disclosed that the authority is currently conducting a first ever national graduate survey to ascertain the impact of the training programs being offered in the country on real job market. Ms. Tamusova has underscored the importance of the survey, stating that it provides an opportunity for the country to formulate policies that are data-driven. He adds that the outcome of the survey remains crucial to the authority to make informed changes to training programs that match with societal changes and advancements in technology.
Through the survey, we're trying to find out how our graduates are doing after graduating. Did what they studied at school prepare them for what they are, for the real world, the job market? So that we're trying to collect that data to inform us, so that as we go forward, the policies and the learning programs that are offered in higher education institutions are data driven. So what this survey will do is that we're collecting information from the relevance of what they studied, how long it took them to get their first job after their qualification, and you know, any information that they can give us to inform how their learning experience was at school. We're hoping that this data collected in mass will allow us to develop policies that are data driven.
Residents of Livingston constituency are growing increasingly concerned over frequent elephant sightings in local communities. Several villagers have reported close encounters, especially in areas near the Mosul Tunia National Park, raising fears for human safety and livestock. Speaking in an interview concerned, Akalemwa Sumbwa has urged residents not to confront the animals, saying such actions could provoke dangerous responses. He is calling on the Department of the National Parks and Wildlife to act swiftly with preventive measures, including installing electric and beehive fences. Mr. Sumbwa stressed the importance of educating communities on safe coexistence with wildlife, adding that sensitization is key to reducing the risk.
The human-animal conflict in Livingston constituency is very real. We see elephants going into community areas. So it's very, very important that the Department of National Parks and Wildlife bring in effective measures that will stop that human-animal conflict, that will stop elephants from going into areas where the community lives. But it's very, very important to make sure that our lives are protected. But it's also important to also understand that Livingston is a unique town. We have the Mosul Tunia National Park, and the constituency depends on tourism. So my appeal to the community is to be very cautious and stop agitating these animals. So it's very important that the community must avoid chasing or attacking these animals using sticks and stones, because we're making the matter worse.
Economic analyst Kelvin Chisanga has emphasized the need for a multi-sectoral approach to sustain Zambia's economic growth and stability. According to Mr. Chisanga, the government must implement a comprehensive strategy that includes fiscal discipline, institutional reforms, private sector participation, and structural transformation. Mr. Chisanga notes that maintaining fiscal discipline is crucial to ensuring sustainable development and avoiding excessive borrowing. Also highlighted the importance of public-private partnerships in addressing infrastructure deficits and promoting economic growth. His comments come as Zambia continues to record progress in macroeconomic indicators, including a reduction in inflation and a stronger currency. He, however, emphasized that sustaining this progress will require a concerted effort from all stakeholders. Mr. Chisanga added that by adopting a multi-sectoral approach and prioritizing fiscal discipline, institutional reforms, and private sector participation, Zambia can promote sustainable economic growth as well as development.
In order to sustain the microeconomic growth structure that we see, or in order to ensure that the progress that we are recording in microeconomic indicators are sustained, like we have seen the reduction that is taking place in the inflation, containing the stronger colors and many others. And of course, by extension, going into translating into the aspect